From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting reaction after North Korea said Tuesday it successfully tested an intercontinental ballistic missile. An announcement on state television said the missile flew for 39 minutes and reached an altitude of 2,800 kilometers. David Wright of the Union of Concerned Scientists said the missile would allow North Korea to reach all of Alaska, but would not allow it to reach the lower 48 states.
And what you come up with, according to my calculations, is about 6,700 kilometers. Now, that's technically considered to be an intercontinental missile. The technical way people talk about an intercontinental range missile is anything over 5,500 kilometers.
He adds that if North Korea is allowed to continue on its current path, it could have an ICBM capable of reaching the continental U.S. within a couple of years. The country has long sought that capability as it works to develop the technology necessary to send a nuclear warhead to the continental United States. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel ahead of the summit of leaders of the world's biggest economies later in the week in Hamburg, Germany. Merkel's spokesman, Stefan Siebert, said the two leaders would meet before the G20 summit begins, likely early on Thursday evening. Mr. Trump said on Twitter that he would speak by phone on Monday morning with Merkel, as well as have separate phone conversations with two other European allies. Those are French President Emmanuel Macron and the Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy destroyer sailed within 22 kilometers or 12 nautical miles of a tiny disputed island in the South China Sea. U.S. officials said the USS Stethem sailed by the island, which is claimed by China, Taiwan, and Vietnam, Sunday. The exercise marks the Navy's second operation demonstrating freedom of navigation in disputed waters since President Trump took office in January. Two Chinese frigates and a minesweeper trailed the destroyer, according to a military official. China has accused the U.S. Navy of trespassing, but U.S. officials said the destroyer was conducting a routine exercise in international waters. U.S.-backed forces have breached the wall around the old city section of Raqqa, Syria, as they advance a month-old offensive to oust the Islamic State group from its de facto capital. A statement from the U.S.-led coalition Monday said the Syrian Democratic Forces overcame heavy ISIS resistance and that coalition aircraft used airstrikes to create two 25-meter holes in the Rafika Wall, away from other points where the militants had planted mines and car bombs. A federal judge south of Chicago has denied bond for an Illinois man suspected of kidnapping Chinese scholar Yingying Zhang. FBI agents arrested Brent Christensen last week after they placed him under surveillance. They heard him allegedly boasting to someone that he kidnapped the University of Illinois student. Hundreds of people stood across the courthouse in the lobby demanding justice. Christensen said nothing at the briefing other than responding yes when the judge asked him if he understood his rights. His attorney has reminded reporters that his client is innocent until proven guilty. Federal authorities say they are certain Zhang is dead, but have not found her body. She came to the University of Illinois as a scholar in environmental science and crop production. Investigators say she disappeared on June 9th when she was scrambling to make an appointment to sign a lease on an apartment. When three journalists were arrested last week after reporting in territory held by an outlawed rebel group in northeastern Myanmar, government officials were quick to blame the journalist. A spokesman for the president's office told the Associated Press that members of the media have to inform security forces before reporting in conflict zones, and that if they violate any law, he or she will have to face the charge. The charge in this case is a section of the Unlawful Associations Act, a colonial-era statute that could mean jail sentences for up to 3 years each. There's been growing concern about the deteriorating state of press freedom in Myanmar and the reluctance of the president. New government, which came into power last year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.